As a music teacher, Emily Morrison began inviting people to her house for lessons and concerts, sometimes on the front porch.
The front porch is a place historically in the United States where neighbors gather to visit, often to play music. Everyone is welcome. It's an open and egalitarian space that represents the best part of this country.
The experience was contagious, and Morrison quickly ran out of space. So she raised money to occupy a two-story building off the downtown mall where locals could study all kinds of music and dance.
Jazz, blues, African drumming. There is swing dancing here every Wednesday night. We do monthly Cajun dances and monthly square dances. And most of these are free of charge.
Go.
She was especially concerned about kids from poor families who might be enduring a rough childhood.
There's enormous amounts of research that shows having quality musical experiences is very healing for children who have experienced trauma. Music has also been highly documented as being really good for example, math scores. So there's emotional, social, and intellectual benefit to having a quality music education. And there's a big gap in access.
So again, she raised money to pair professional musicians with children who couldn't afford private lessons. The front porch also organized a program called Soul Suppers, where folks can come for a meal and some after-dinner music. It reaches out through schools with another program called Roots and Wings, and there are jam sessions that draw people of all ages and backgrounds, among them Mary Louise Kelly.
When I retired, one of my new challenges was learn something new, and it's play the mandolin.
George Davis moved here from Oklahoma and quickly made friends at the front porch.
It's the highlight of my week. I take a lesson with Pete, then I come jam. It's 90% of my social life.
And Tiffany Sanchez drives here each week from Richmond with daughters Mara and Millie.
This three-year-old sometimes plays her toy or her little ukulele that she's got, but this 12-year-old actually plays the fiddle.
You might expect a group of seasoned musicians to struggle with the newbies, but instructor Pete Vigor says the group is harmonious in more ways than one.
It works amazingly well. The experienced players that are here not that long ago were beginners themselves. They remember vividly what it was like. Everyone's very patient, tolerant.
And musicians aren't the only ones welcomed here. This community music center is one block from the place where a white supremacist crashed his car into a crowd of protesters, injuring many and killing Heather Heyer. Again, founder Emily Morrison.
We had medics in our space all day that day. And so we've always opened our doors to anyone who wants to help make Charlottesville a better place.
Thursday at Champion Brewing in Charlottesville, the front porch will showcase local musicians inspired by Heyer at a benefit for the foundation created in her name. I'm Sandy Houseman.